येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालां पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं। यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्यमीश्वरं। नमाओं विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। वांछा कल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर reading about Krishna kidnapping Rukmini. This is a chapter where Rukmini's situation is like, it's very suspense. Last minute Krishna comes and Rukmini has already expressed a strong determination to get mercy of Krishna. She's already prayed that even if Krishna doesn't come, she is going to perform austerities life after life for hundreds of lifetimes. She is determined to get Krishna's mercy. Yasyangri pankaja raja snapanam mahanto vanchant umapati rivatma tamopahate erambujakshana labeya bhavat prasadam jayan ashun vritakrishan shatajanma bhisya. So in one of her prayers she says that, my dear Lord, the dust of a lotus feet is received by even Lord Shiva and it purifies everyone. And if I am not so fortunate to get the dust of a lotus feet, I will perform intense penances, Jayan Ashun, and I will give up my body hundreds of lifetimes to get your mercy. So she is determined and she is fervently praying. And now we are going to see in this chapter how Krishna reciprocates with her prayers by appearing just at the last minute, you know. So Krishna likes to test his devotees. Rukmini was not sure whether Krishna is going to come or not come. In the sense, she was intensely praying. So once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking on this, and Vishwaroop Prabhu had asked a question that we are chanting for so many years now, but we feel whether Krishna really hears my prayers and will Krishna reciprocate. Because despite chanting for so many years, my anarthas have not gone and I am struggling to remain awake in my chanting. I am struggling with my anarthas. Is there hope for me? So then Maharaj gave a very beautiful answer. He said, if Krishna wants, he can give you taste and mercy tomorrow morning when you get up. You may have all the taste and all the mercy. But if Krishna doesn't want, for the next 40 years you may not get any taste. But you should have hope, you should have faith. That just at the point of death, just when you are giving up this body, because you have sincerely practiced devotional service, at that point of time, Krishna will be there for you. Krishna will be there for all his devotees. So that hope we should have, that Krishna will come, Krishna is there. And then he elaborated how Rukmini, this pastime elaborated how Rukmini, till the last minute, you know, she was not sure whether Krishna is going to come or not come. And she was praying. And then he said how, you know, Rukmini was not spared. Although she is the goddess of fortune, you know, in this pastime she is performing the role of a devotee who is hankering for Krishna, Krishna's mercy. So if Rukmini had to wait till the last minute and she had to really intensely pray and she was tested, then what to speak of you and me? And then he gave another example of Haridas Thakur. If at Haridas Thakur, he chanted every day 192 rounds. And those 192 rounds are very attentive rounds. And we are struggling to chant 16 rounds. And Haridas Thakur was tested by the prostitute. And he was tested by Maya Devi herself. So, what to speak of you and me when our 16 rounds are also not attentive? So how can we expect that there will be no tests? How can we expect that we will have a very peaceful, cozy ride in Krishna consciousness? So we will also be tested. We will also be put in a helpless situation like Rukmini Devi is being put now. But we have hope. We need to have faith. Rukmini, who is like a devotee in this pastime, who is hoping for Krishna's mercy, her brother, Rukmini, he wanted her to marry Shishupal. Although Rukmini's father, Bhishmaka, he knew that Krishna would be the best choice for his daughter. But he was subordinate to his own son, Rukmini's desire. So it is like this, you know, a devotee also, we know, like just like Bhishmaka is kind of, he represents the intelligence. Many times our intelligence knows, and Rukmini is like the soul here in this pastime. The soul wants to go to Krishna, and the intelligence also knows, we have studied scriptures, we have heard so many lectures. But Rukmini, who is representing the mind is so powerful, so vicious, the mind refuses to take shelter of Krishna. So therefore, it's a challenge. And Rukmini, knowing that she is helpless, she is in a crisis, she cries out. And when she is intensely remembering Krishna, she, in her intense mood, she also says certain things like, you know, she becomes very concerned that Krishna may not come. And she is going to Mother Parvati's temple, and she's praying. She says, why is Mother Parvati not fulfilling my desire? Why is Krishna not coming? Maybe because she likes to see me suffer. She even says like this, because she is Rudrani. Rudrani means one who likes to make others cry. So she is very happy that I am crying. So like that, she in her desperation, she even, she says like this about Mother Parvati. And then she is crying, she is helpless. But what does Krishna do? He comes. And he comes in style, you know. He doesn't come running, you know. It's not that like Krishna was stealing butter when he was a small boy. That's not the way he stole Mother Rukmini, you know. He came in style in front of all the kings. Very gracefully picked her on his chariot and coolly walked away. Coolly sped away in his chariot. It's not that he was running, you know. Thieves, when they steal something, if they really hide, look here and there and they steal, that's not considered very sophisticated and very graceful. But when the thief comes in style and he picks up in front of everyone, like in our college, I remember, in our college canteen, some people would steal few things here and there and they would be caught, they would be beaten. But the actual gundas, you know, they would come in style. In front of everyone, they would pick up whatever they wanted and they would walk away. And they were considered as really great. So Krishna is like that. Krishna comes very coolly. Last minute he comes and just takes Rukmini and speeds away. And all the lusty kings were assembled there. Shishupal, Jarasandha, Vidurata, Paundraka. They were all baffled. They were all shocked and angry. So like this. Of course, along with Rukmini, the residents of Kundina also were expecting. They were hoping when Krishna came. They were telling Krishna, please, Prabhupada writes very beautifully in the Krishna book, how they were telling Krishna, Krishna, you please take Rukmini. Rukmini is meant for you. This is the mood of Brijvasis. They always want to get Radha and Krishna together. This is the mood of the Vanaras, you know, Anumanji, who wanted to bring Ram and Sita together. So the devotees always have this desire to see Krishna and his consorts always together. And this is the mood in which devotee chants also. And Shishupal and all the other kings, they were actually not seeing Rukmini, you know, because they were so lusty. It was Maya for them. So when there is a desire to enjoy, when there is selfishness, the Lord's internal potency cannot exist. So like Ravana kidnapped not the real Sita. So similarly, we are accessing Krishna, we are accessing the mercy of Srimati Radharani during our chanting. But if we are not in the mood of service, then we are not actually accessing the holy names. You know, just like Shishupal and others, they were not able to see Rukmini. They were not actually there. Similarly, we may be Bhaujanma Kareyadi Shravana Kirtan Tabutana Payapada Krishna Premadan. So we need to cultivate the mood of service and wanting to serve Krishna. So this is a very beautiful pastime where in this helpless situation, Rukmini had taken shelter of a Brahmana who represents a devotee, a Vaishnava, a spiritual master. So because she took shelter of a devotee, and this devotee approached Lord Krishna in Dwarka with a letter, with a petition of Rukmini Devi. And Krishna, being very pleased by this Brahmana, Krishna reciprocated. He came all the way from Dwarka and he kidnapped Rukmini. So this is also, although we are also put in a helpless situation, but we have hope if we take shelter also of a Vaishnava. Because a devotee, when we approach a devotee humbly, and a devotee prays to Krishna, Shuniyaha Mara Dukha Vaishnava Thakur Amalagi Krishna Abe Dibena Prachur. So Shunya Amar Dukha. So when a Vaishnava hears my plea, Vaishnava Thakur Amalagi Krishna Abe Dibena Prachur, he will petition Krishna on my behalf. And then hearing a devotee's appeal, Krishna will reciprocate. Vaishnavera Nivedana Krishna Dayamai E Napa Mara Prati Habena Sadai. So hearing a Vaishnava's Nivedan, Krishna is Dayamai, Krishna is very merciful. Krishna will certainly hear the petition of a devotee. So just like Rukmini approached, devotees also are we are struggling in our Krishna consciousness, we are put in helpless situation many times. But we shouldn't get hopeless. We shouldn't feel that, oh, there is no hope for me. No, we have hope, we have the holy name, we have devotees. And this has been also the consistent theme in Srimad Bhagavatam. We see that Parikshit Maharaj also, he took shelter of Sukadeva Goswami at a time when death is one of the most helpless situations. The 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, describes very beautifully, Yovai Dronastra Viplushto Namatu Rudare Mrita Anugrahat Bhagavata Krishna's Adbhuta Karmana. So Drona, Ashwatthama had shot a Brahmastra and Krishna had performed an amazing act by entering the womb of Mother Uttara and protecting Parikshit in the womb. So Parikshit Maharaj was protected during his birth. And the next verse, Sutta Goswami says, Parikshit Maharaj was also protected during his death. Brahma kopotitadyastu takshakat prana viplavat na sammu mohoru bhayad bhagavata arpitashaya. So the Brahmana, again Brahmana, during his birth also a Brahmana had attacked with Brahmastra. Now during his last moments also it was a Brahmana's son, Shringi, Brahma kopotitadyastu, and takshakat prana viplavat. So takshaka would bite him within 7 days. That time what happened? Parikshit Maharaj na sammu mohoru bhayad. He was not bewildered. Bhagavata arpitasha, and he could easily take shelter of Krishna. So during his birth, he was protected by Krishna. During his birth, he was protected from death. And during his death, also he was protected from rebirth again. Because he was not bewildered. And he had no fear of death. And he could easily take shelter of Krishna. And then in the third verse, Sutta Goswami reveals why Parikshit Maharaj was able to take shelter of Krishna so easily. Utsrijya sarvata sangam vigyat ajita samstiti vayasaker jaho shishyo gangayam swam kalevaram. Utsrijya sarvata sangam. Parikshit Maharaj could easily give up all association of worldly people. Utsrijya sarvata sangam vigyata ajita samstiti. He could easily understand ajita. Ajita means unconquerable. And Srila Prabhupada writes a very beautiful point in the purport that Krishna is not only unconquerable, Krishna is also unconquerable by one's intelligence. It's not that you can figure out Krishna completely. But Parikshit Maharaj could understand Krishna completely. Vigyata ajita samstiti. Why? Vayasaker jaho shishyo. He had accepted Vayasaki and Sukadeva Goswami and had become his disciple. Gangayam swam kalevaram, and he went on the bank of Ganges and surrendered to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, he concludes this purport very beautifully by saying that it's very difficult to find Krishna in the Vedic literature, but one can easily realize him by the mercy of a devotee like Sukadeva Goswami. So with all our efforts, we will not be able to access Krishna's mercy, but if there is mercy, if there is grace of a Vaishnava, then we can. And what did Parikshit Maharaj do in the association of Sukadeva Goswami? Having got the association of an exalted Vaishnava, having accepted him as his spiritual master, what did Sukadeva Goswami, what did Parikshit Maharaj do? hearing and chanting. Hearing about Krishna is the actual solution, is the actual remedy for all our distress. And then Sutta Goswami continues to describe the qualification of Shukdev Goswami. He was always absorbed in Krishna. That's why he himself was not bewildered. That's why he could, by his association, even Parikshit Maharaj was fearless. Nottama shloka vartanam jushatam tat katamritam syat sambramo antakalepi smaratam tat padambujam. Because Sukadeva Goswami was constantly glorifying Krishna. Nottama shloka vartanam katamritam. He was just absorbed in the nectar of Krishna katha. Therefore, antakalepi syat sambramo antakalepi. During the last moments, Parikshit Maharaj was not at all bewildered. Smaratam tat padambujam. He could easily remember the lotus feet of Krishna. So during the most helpless situation that we are put in, especially during the time of death, it is remembrance of Krishna that can save us. It is remembrance of Krishna that can give us relief and happiness. And remembrance of Krishna is possible when we have association and shelter of devotees who take shelter of Krishna. So like this, Sutta Goswami continues to describe how Parikshit Maharaj was a great king. He had no envy towards Kali also. Can you imagine? After Krishna disappeared, Kali had entered. But Parikshit Maharaj gave place even to Kali. That was his maturity. Nanu drishti kalim samrat saranga iva sarabuk kushalani ashu siddhyanti netarani kritani. So he knew that in Kali Yuga, even if you simply desire to do something good, you will get the benefits. So like that, he was very generous, very nice king who gave shelter to the weak, like that. And then after describing this, now this mood of doing Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, this mood is echoed by not just Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami. Even Sutta Goswami himself, after narrating all this, he tells all the assembled rishis in Naimisharanya that, see, now I have completed Krishna Katha because you asked me all these questions I have described. Upavarnitam etadva punyam parikshitam maya vasudeva kathopetam akhyanamit apruchyata. So I have described everything that you have asked me. So basically, the Srimad Bhagavatam class is over. Even before it had begun. So when he, and then he says, after saying this, Sutta Goswami says that, he says, so you asked me all these questions and I have described. Now the rishis, Naimisharanya, they are very eager to hear about Krishna. Because the katha had just begun, you know. So they tell Sutta Goswami that may you live very long, Suta Jiva Sama Saumya. Because you are giving us Krishna katha, which is Martyanami Amritamina. For those who are dying, this is the nectar. So please don't stop. And then they reveal how they are very fortunate, all the sages are very fortunate, that they have got association of somebody like Sutta Goswami. Just like Parikshit Maharaj was in the blessed association of Shukadeva Goswami and he could remember Krishna and he could hear about Krishna. The rishis are also telling Sutta Goswami that, you know, we had been doing yagya for so many years, thousands of years, and what did we gain by doing all this yagya? Karmanasmin anashvase dhuma dhumratmanam bhavan apayati govinda padapadma savam madhu. So they are saying we are doing yagya for so many years and only thing we generated was dhuma dhumratmanam bhavam. Only smoke and more smoke came out by all this yagya. But you came and you glorified Krishna. Apayati govinda. You glorified Govinda so nicely. Padapadma savam madhu. It is so much nectar. So please don't stop. They don't want Krishna Katha to stop. And they are saying that you are saying Krishna Katha is over, but how can it be over when you are rasavit. Kona matripyet rasavit kathayam mahatamekanta parayanasyam nantam gunanama gunasya jagmur yogeshwaraye bhavapadma mukhyam. So they are saying you should continue Krishna Katha because firstly you are rasavit, means you are expert in relishing rasa. So you cannot stop Krishna Katha because you are relishing, and how can somebody relishing Krishna Katha stop? And mahatame kanta parayanas, and you have taken shelter of advanced Vaishnavas. Mahatmas, great souls. And not only you are Rasavit, but Krishna himself has unlimited qualities. So how can Krishna Katha be over ever? Nantam gunanam agunasya jagmur. Krishna is agunasya. He has no material qualities. And there is no end. Na antam, nantam gunanam. There is no end to Krishna's transcendental qualities. And this is the second reason. First is you are, they are telling Sutta Goswami, first of all, you are Rasavit. You are relishing Krishna Katha. Secondly, Krishna has unlimited transcendental qualities. And thirdly, Yogeshwaraye Bhava Padma Mukhya. Yogeshwaras, the supremely powerful, great yogis, masters, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are not able to completely describe about Krishna. So how can you be complete, how can you completely describe about Krishna? So you should go on. So like this, they are urging Sutta Goswami, and then they are telling him that there is one more reason why Krishna Katha should go on, because Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradano Mahattamaikanta Parayanasyam Hare Rudaram Charitam Vishuddham Shushru Shatamno Vitano Tu Vidvan. They are saying, my dear Sutta Goswami, you are Bhagavat Pradan, you are giving Krishna to everyone. And Mahattamai Kanta Para, again they are saying that how you have taken shelter of great Vaishnavas. And Hari, Hare Rudaram, Charitam, Vishuddham, Krishna's qualities are Vishuddham, transcendental, and is magnanimous. And most importantly here, they are also expressing their own Shushru Shatam. They are saying, we are desperately eager to hear more and more. So Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport saying that if the speaker of Bhagavatam is Bhagavat Pradhan, and the audience is Shushru Shatam, this combination is the best. So we have to be eager, and the speaker should also be eager to glorify Krishna. If this combination is there, then we get Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said that if the husband is potent, if the wife is fertile, then the combination produces a child. Similarly, Prabhupada said if the speaker is potent, he is filled with Krishna, and the audience is eager, then that combination will give rise to the birth of Krishna in the heart. So, and then when one experiences Krishna's presence, then even in that helpless situation, a devotee sees hope. Devotee has faith. So therefore, the secret of getting faith and hope, even as situations or circumstances become helpless for us, it is to come together and make hearing and chanting in the association of devotees as our number one priority. And then the sages also tell Sutta Goswami that we are so fortunate that you have come in our midst and you are telling us Krishna Katha. Tulayama lave napi nasvargam napunarbhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Martyanam ke mutashisha. They are saying Tulayama lave napi, a moment's association with the pure devotee, na swargam na punarbhavam, liberation and heavenly planets cannot be compared with that. Because Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya, association of Bhagavat Sanghi, a devotee of Krishna, what can be a greater benediction than this for those who are dying in this material world? And again, in that purport also, Srila Prabhupada writes a very hope-giving statement. He concludes this purport by saying, association of devotees is praiseworthy, it is desirable, it is worshipable, and it must be accepted as the highest goal of life. So like this, the sages are urging Sutta Goswami to go on. And Sutta Goswami also in turn, he acknowledges this fact that it is in the association of devotees, in the process of hearing and chanting, that we can find hope, we can see Krishna. Because then after the sages are requesting him to speak, he again continues Krishna Katha. And he is now going to speak about how Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. But before he begins, he says how he is himself disqualified. Aho vayam janma vrutodhyahasma vruddhanu vrutyapi viloma jata daushkulyamadim vidunoti shigram mahattamanam abhidhana yoga. He says, I am viloma jata, I am from a low caste. But vruddhanu vrutyapi, by serving advanced Vaishnavas, even though one is disqualified, one can get mercy. And then he says, daushkulyam, because of our disqualification, Adim, we are destined to suffer a lot in this life because of our disqualification. But because of this attitude of service, Vidunoti Shigram, very soon we can get purified. And what to, and this purification can happen simply Mahattamanam Abhidhana Yoga, simply by talking to a pure devotee, just by conversing with him. Just by associating with him, one can become purified. And then he's saying, if this is the power of simply associating momentarily with the pure devotee, what to speak of listening to him and chanting the Hare Krishna, chanting the holy names under his direction. So in the next verse, Suta Goswami is saying, Kuta punar grina to namatasya mahattamaikanta parayanasya yonanta shaktir bhagavananto mahat kunatvadyamanantamahu. So Suta Goswami is saying, if by simply associating momentarily with the pure devotee we can feel purified, what to speak of chanting the holy name, Kuta punar grinato namatasya, and chanting the holy names of Krishna who has unlimited qualities. And then he gives examples how everyone is hankering for mercy of Goddess Lakshmi, but Lakshmi doesn't even look at them, and she is hankering for the mercy of Lord Krishna, and he is served by thousands of Lakshmis. And when Lord Shiva comes to meet Brahmaji, Brahmaji welcomes him by offering him Ganges water, which is Charanamrita of Lord Krishna. So this is the power and position of Lord Krishna. So like this, Suta Goswami confirms that in the association of devotees, when we come together and hear and chant, we can feel hope, and we can feel faith and happiness. And even Parikshit Maharaj, later on, the 19th chapter reveals how Parikshit Maharaj is waiting for the death, and all the great sages have come there. And when he looks at all of them, he says, you have come and blessed me not because I am somebody great, because my ancestor, my grandfather, grandparents, Pandavas were great devotees, so you have come. And I am supposed to be, he says, that when you go to somebody's house, you wash your feet outside. So he says, I am like a place which is like a place where you are supposed to wash your feet. That means I am an outcast. I have no qualification. And you have come to give me mercy. And then he's expressing a desire to the Lord that even if I were to die and even if I have to take birth again, then grant me the association of devotees. Punascha bhuyat bhagavati anante rati prasangavcha tadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitrastu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. So he's saying, punascha bhuyat, if I have to again take birth, give me bhagavati anante rati prasangas, give me attachment to Krishna. And then tadashrayeshu, give me your shelter, and maitrastu sarvatra, and give me compassion to all the living entities, friendly dealings with all the living entities. Tadashrayeshu, shelter of your devotees. So three things he's asking. He's saying attachment to Krishna, shelter of devotees, and compassion, friendly dealings with all living entities. So like this, devotees have consistently in the Bhagavatam expressed this desire. And like Rukmini, we also can take shelter. Like Rukmini took shelter of this Brahmana and sent an appeal to Krishna through him, we can also take shelter of Vaishnavas and patiently wait for Krishna to give his mercy. And enthusiastically also. Because it is Krishna's reward and Krishna's mercy that we are put in a helpless situation. And it is our responsibility to not become hopeless. Hopeless means, ki kuch nahi hoga mera, I'm gone case. Helpless means, yes, I can't do it on my own. So like this, we can, if we are grateful at this situation, if we are grateful in this situation, then even though our condition may be sometimes, you may be wondering why this is happening to me, why I'm struggling with my anarthas, or why situations are so confusing, but if you have a grateful heart, we'll be happy even in that situation. Like a famous leader, Martin Luther King Jr., during the 1960s, he made a very famous statement. He said, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Basically, this world, we'll find disappointments many times. Every now and then there will be disappointments. But they are finite. But our hope should be infinite. Our hope in Krishna. Even though we may face repeated disappointments, but we cannot be discouraged. We should never be discouraged. Why a devotee is never discouraged? Because he loves Krishna. So disappointments may come. See, there is a difference between disappointment and discouragement. You can be disappointed, but you need not be discouraged. But you cannot be discouraged without first being disappointed. So, it's very important that we don't get discouraged. And especially if we make our chanting, let's say we make our chanting as number one priority. You think it's going to be simply so easy? No. Very soon, Krishna will make us feel helpless. Because holy name is not something we can control. You know, it's not that, okay, japa is my number one priority, so I chant excellent. No. We make Krishna consciousness our number one priority. Krishna will very soon, out of his own mercy, make us feel helpless. You know, we may give big lectures on holy name, but we may realize how acutely lacking I myself am in my own chanting. So that's kind of Krishna's mercy. And Srila Prabhupada instructed us, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So it's true that, you know, if we chant Hare Krishna, we'll be happy. So be happy is a gift of Krishna. But in one sense, we can also take it as Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy means it can be also taken as an instruction. No, be happy. Don't be morose. No, be positive. Be hopeful in bhakti. Because Krishna will come. He came for Rukmini. He will also come for every sincere devotee. And Krishna reduces us to a helpless condition. Because helpless means I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I need help. And hopeless means I can never do it. I'm a lost cause. So we may be helpless, but we should not become hopeless. Like Draupadi. Draupadi is in a helpless condition. Agre kuruna mata pandavanam dushasanena rutavastra kesha krishna tadakrosha dananyanatha govinda damo dharamadhaveti. So assembled kurus, pandavas, dushasanena rutavastra kesha. Dushasan was, you know, pulling her hair. And she was in a helpless condition. Krishna, Draupadi, tadakroshad ananyanath. She was only crying. And she took shelter of Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So she was chanting Krishna's names. So if we are grateful and we are depending on Krishna, then even in a helpless condition, we could be happy. And if we are not grateful, then situations appear hopeless. And then misery would be our constant companion. And how, you know, it works, subtle, it's so amazing. It's like a daldal, you know, what we call daldal? Quicksand. You know, you enter a quicksand and then slowly you get sucked in. So if you are constantly having negative talk, you know, negative thoughts, I am hopeless, kuch nahi hoga, you know, I am, Krishna consciousness is so difficult. If you keep talking like this, then what happens is, you know, that may be one bad experience, one disappointment. But that disappointment will lead to another disappointment because of our own negative thinking. And then we have a very gloomy, sad story about ourselves. And then the more we talk like this, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, like, basically what happens is we invest our energy and our thoughts into those negative talks that we give ourselves. And when we invest, then we don't even realize, but subconsciously we look for evidences that support our negative thinking. And then we see, hey, dekho, sahi hua. I knew he is envious of me. And you know, it becomes, and then we realize that we don't even realize how it's happening, but we, one thing leads to another, and eventually we, all these bad experiences we have, that determines our future then. Ideally for a devotee, our future should be determined by our hopes and our faith in Krishna. That is the ideal situation for a devotee. But if we are in the negative loop, then our scars, our hurts, our wounds, our imaginations, these things form our future. And although we had been put in a helpless condition by Krishna, but we dug our own grave. You know, Krishna was giving us a chance to take shelter of him. You know, like Devamrita Maharaj once said, a very nice example. That one devotee in 1979, 80, 81, he had faced a lot of abuse and a lot of problems by some authorities. And then, so then of course now 34 years later, he was telling Maharaj that I'm not practicing bhakti because that devotee did this to me, this to me, this to me. And he told the whole story. Devamrita Maharaj said, see, that was very unfortunate. But you yourself, you should overcome it. Now 34 years have passed. Now you forgive and you know, you do something. Get out of that negative loop. Of course, what somebody has done wrong, there has to be justice, and that is another issue altogether. But from your side, you are trapped in that loop. So like this, we have to be careful, because if we are put in a helpless condition, that is good, because in one sense, that is a humble situation. You know, we are becoming humble. It's healthy if we consider it as a gift of Krishna. But hopeless means it's depressing. It's a sick condition. And we may drift to, what you say, we may drift to the extreme, you know, we may become cynical, like this process doesn't work. Or some of us, you know, some of us may go into extremes, like life is a struggle, we all know that, whether you are a devotee or not a devotee, everyone has to struggle. But when we are new, like many of us came to Krishna consciousness when we were very young, in our, you know, late teens or early 20s. So after the initial euphoria of Krishna consciousness, we had a very romantic idea about bhakti. But then the harsh realities of life, you know, when it hits everyone, and it can be nerve-wracking for some. Some people succumb by giving up the process altogether. Or some people may secretly lead a life that is incongruent with Krishna conscious principles. Or some may, you know, get angry and blaspheme people on the internet. And basically, as the going gets tough, as situations, as reality hits us, distractions pull us away from Krishna. So all these are distractions, and we get distracted by so many things. Basically, the whole thing is Krishna is doing, orchestrating the whole thing so that we can take shelter of Krishna. But we miss this opportunity. Like, you know, there was a story that one man was in a construction site. The supervisor on the top floor, and he was trying to communicate with the worker, with the laborer down. So he was calling him. But this laborer was not able to hear. So this supervisor, he threw a 500 rupee note down. So this laborer, he saw the note falling, immediately picked it up, put it in his pocket and continued working as if nothing had happened. Then he threw another 500 rupee note. And then again he picked it up, put it in his pocket. So then he realized, then he picked up a brick and he threw the brick on him. And when it hit him, immediately looked up. Kya hai? Kaun hai? And then he said, hello, I am trying to talk to you. And then he got his attention and then they could communicate. So our Mahatma Prabhu was telling this story and saying that how we are like that worker, you know, we are down. And Krishna is trying to communicate with us. He wants us to reunite with him, but we are not hearing him. So then he gives us many gifts. He gives us good association of devotees. He gives us so many things, but still we are distracted. We are not communicating with him. And we take all of that, all of the gifts Krishna gives, thinking that I deserve it, you know, it's my karma. I'm good. I'm very nice. And then Krishna also throws a brick because and at least that time you look up, who is doing this to me? And then when you look up, Krishna is there. Hello, Hari Bol. Like when we are children, you know, we have friends. These friends, we have very good relation because like one devotee was saying that when he was a small boy in his school, one of his classmates used to feed him every day ice cream, chocolate. And he used to enjoy it also. And one day he bet him, then he went running to his mother. So when he told his mother said, every day he was giving you chocolate, ice cream, that time you never came to me. Never told me that he is giving you all this. Now when he bet you, one day you are coming and complaining. That's the nature of the childish person, you know. So when we are getting gifts by Krishna, we may not turn to him. So then Krishna puts us in a helpless situation, so that we can turn to him. We can call out to him helplessly. So therefore when chanting is a drag, or a boring, or Krishna consciousness appears a struggle, we may be in a helpless situation, but it's a mistake to think that, you know, we have no hope. So let us not sulk or let us not give up hope. Krishna is there. And as one very famous Nobel Peace Prize winner, Desmond Tutu, South African leader, he said, what is the meaning of hope? Hope means to be able to see light when there is darkness everywhere. And we know material world is full of darkness and we can see. Hope for us means to see the light of Krishna. Just like, you know, in the early morning, nowadays I can see the sunrise in the morning. So you can see that sun is millions of miles away, But still we can feel. We can feel the light of the sun. We can feel the warmth of the sun. So Krishna may be billions of miles away in the spiritual world, but if we can feel the light and warmth of sun, we can certainly feel Krishna's light also, Krishna's warmth, Krishna's love. Krishna reciprocates. Ekadesha sitasya agner jyotsna vistariniyatha parasya brahmana shaktis tatedam akilam jagat. So Krishna is there for each one of us. So let us take shelter of Krishna and feel the warmth of his love, and let us illuminate our hearts with the knowledge that Krishna gives through Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Then, just like Krishna was there for Rukmini at the last moment, Krishna will be there for us also. So with this hope, let us chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments or corrections or questions? ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय